from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, coming up next on In the News, I've got very exciting news about that piece of crap that was beating that dog.
Yeah.
They got him.
Yeah, but we don't know about the dog.
So we'll get to that next. Here is Ryan Buckley with our Stack Watch.
An all quarterback edition of Stock Watch today.
Yes.
We're going to start with some quarterbacks who actually played in the preseason, some starters over the weekend. We'll start with one, Patrick Mahomes, who did this.
Mahomes keeps it, goes behind the back. Kelsey's got it for the first down. How do you like that?
Well, they talked about it in practice this week, and Mahomes even talked about the fact that he said Andy wants him to do it in a game. Well, guess what? Here it is. Behind the back flip to Travis Kelce for the first down. Now all of a sudden it's another thing for defenses to worry about.
Well, I don't think that that's actually one more thing for defenses to quote-unquote worry about against Patrick Mahomes. Buy or sell, the gimmicky or not, Patrick Mahomes will throw a behind-the-back pass touchdown this season.
Oh, no, I'll pass that. I mean, I'll tell you what. Like that, it went for like 5-6 yards, something like that. That's a really ballsy move down on the goal line because everything is really, really condensed. And you got Wash coming behind you. But that's, no. A first down, sure. I'll tell you what. They call that in a moment down near the goal line. Andy Reid can wheel his testicles out in a wheelbarrow. That's Iron Balls McGinty type stuff. But no, I mean, can we... I understand it's kind of a fun little, like, oh, behind the back, but they're, you know, that's not like some
sort of... It
doesn't
seem like the most efficient way to go about
things. It's not. And it's not like defenses are going to be like, oh, my goodness.
I'm
like,
scared of that now.
It's unstoppable.
Stop.
You can't stop that.
Exactly. So,
well, no, you won't do it.
Huh? I do like the wrinkle because it's like, because when he goes behind the back, you do get an extra... What am I trying to say?
Half
like when you're
count?
Moving, yeah. Like when you're moving that way, and the defensive line is following you that way, and then you go behind the back. I don't know. I feel like it is.
If you watch this play, it did serve its purpose.
Yes,
like he didn't have to stop and turn his body. Yeah,
right. It's like it is an extra layer to that little shovel play. That
sure, but that's all it is. Is it's a shovel pass.
Yeah.
There's really no difference between this and running a little shovel pass, other than. It looks a little nice.
Well, don't you think you can get a little further out?
I suppose.
And then you can dupe them a little more by doing that. And then if you can be accurate with the behind the back, you can That's a really tough. I would think it just having the behind the back element now is going to piss defenses off, because now you don't know whether to stay with them all the way out there or.
Except for the fact that that ball was thrown behind Kelce and it's like a couple inches the other way, and that hits him in the hip. And bounces up into the hands of a defender, and now we're like, you dumbass.
We're never throwing that pass ever
so,
again.
You know. Yeah. Or the defensive lineman just reaches, like, just, this is not a thing.
You can't stop that. And yes, he will throw that.
NFL offenses have not evolved to now this thing. We're just, it's a fun little thing that Andy Reid threw in.
He'll probably do it to a lineman in the red zone. That's what's going to happen.
I buy it.
All right, going to move on to the Miami Dolphins, and Tua Tagovailoa was asked on the Dan Lebatard show about the differences between his first head coach, Brian Flores, and his current head coach, Mike McDaniel. Here's what he said.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it. You hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it more and more. You start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You could be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear, or that you probably shouldn't be hearing, you're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
Kind of revealing in what he experienced with Flores versus McDaniel. Buy or sell that the relationship and rapport between quarterback and coach is more, it's more important than we realize.
100%. And Brian Flores, if he ever gets another job, needs to take a long, hard look in the mirror. You heard this about Josh McDaniels as well, that he just is incapable of relating to people. And like, this hits home, and I was no one of any sort of significance. So this had nothing to do with whether or not I made it, and I just wasn't very good. But I told the story all the time. Like, I used to just sit there in camp in Tampa and get told all the time that by my offensive line coach, that I was going to have a long drive back to wherever the hell I was from, Anchorage, Alaska, and think about how I was going to support my family because I wasn't going to be on this team because I was effing terrible, and then some sort of Mormon insult. Like, you know, and I get it. It's part of football, and you toughen up. But I'm here to tell you, when you do hear that stuff day in and day out, it doesn't help your performance. And I can only imagine being the quarterback and being expected to be the franchise guy and knowing that my coach doesn't want me there. And it was no secret. Brian Flores basically came out and told everyone that he didn't want Tua, that he didn't want him drafted. So, like, this is just, it's glaring, the difference between what a coach that believes in you and what a coach doesn't. If I don't know many quarterbacks that would have succeeded with that sort of situation in place. And Flores, before he ever gets another job, should take a long, hard look in the mirror at what Tua was and what he is now currently. And there's other things that go into that as well, but he should be embarrassed that he got himself a very, very good quarterback and did absolutely nothing with him. And a lot of that, I think, is his own fault. So, yes, I totally believe in that relationship.
Yeah, I would have to buy that. I think, you know, even football comes down to basic things like human relations and human dynamics.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty much everything. Yeah. Comes back to that.
Yeah.
And Flores is the defensive coordinator of the Vikings right
yes.
now. He does have another job, but not a head coaching
job.
And maybe that's why he never got another head coaching job.
Yeah.
Is that he's just a jerk.
Yeah.
And he's tough and bristly, and people know it. But there's a lot of football coaches like this.
Yep. And
there's a lot of people in life like this that are supposedly leaders.
Yep. And you hear, and there was a lot of people today, and that, you know, because this was on Lebatard's show, and there's a lot of people doing the telling Tua to toughen up and, you know, thick skin and all that. And
well, I'm glad he said it. I actually gave him a lot of credit for coming out and saying that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty rare that a quarterback is that candid about those relationships are like behind
just
the scenes.
Being honest.
From my experience, it doesn't do any good to tell someone consistently that they're a piece of crap, that they're not wanted, and they shouldn't be here. I just don't. And the
And so should I change my approach with you?
Probably. Although it's working 20 plus years. My coach in college, he would tell you that that was his way of making you tougher and that he wanted you to overcome that. And I just,
yeah,
that's such an ass backwards philosophy, at least in my opinion. But
yeah, a lot of those guys believe that.
A lot of those guys do believe it.
By the way, look at somebody text this in. Look at the Dan Marino behind the back pass. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, he did it. Oh, well, it's practice.
Yeah, he's messing around in warm-ups or something.
He would never do it in a game, but it's like a 30-yarder. It's pretty awesome.
I've seen guys that can put some zip on that, like when they're screwing around, but I've never seen Marino's.
Yeah, he throws a teddy.
Yeah.
All right, we touched on this topic earlier with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This was Mike Tomlin after their loss to, who did they play over the weekend?
Bills.
That's right, the Bills. They played both starters or both quarterbacks the entire game and mustered all of 3 points. He tried to protect them a little bit by saying the offensive line play wasn't great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We didn't do a good enough job of protecting the quarterback. We got to do a better job in pass protection than we did, not only in possession downs, but just in general. And I was really upfront with the group about it. In that regard, that can't be a problem for us.
I know that you guys both sounded like you thought that he might not go with a, or might not make it to 500 this year, might not have a winning record. Buy or sell, Mike Tomlin will still be the head coach of the Steelers at this time next season.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think his job's necessarily in jeopardy. And I don't think they're a playoff team, but, you know, he doesn't lose there. He does not have losing records. And dude, they went to the playoffs last year with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett. And I would assume that Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are an uptick. I just think when you look at that division, you look at the wild card situation, I don't think they're a playoff team. Do I think it gets him fired? No. But Pittsburgh is they're the worst team in that division with the worst quarterback situation in that division. And to be honest with you, I don't think it's that close. So I do not think this is going to be a great year for the Steelers.
No, he'll be there. You know, the Steelers have only had 3 head coaches since 1969. Did you know that?
I did know that.
That's 55 years.
I know, it's ridiculous.
That is insane.
They don't move on from
that. So they're not going to move on from Tomlin. This is probably not going to be his fault if they don't make the playoffs.
No, and to be honest with you, if they were really terrible, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. You get a top 3 pick, draft your future quarterback, and hopefully go from there. Because since Roethlisberger retired, even though they've won some games, this isn't, they're not a real threat, and they won't be until they find a real quarterback.
And then the last one for you, as you previously mentioned, Gardner Minshew has been named the starting quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders. But I found this soundbite from his head coach quite interesting.
Yeah, experience, the operation, the processing, just everything we saw in practice. Some of it showed up in the games. A lot of stuff we can get better at. I don't think anything here is a finished product, but based off of where we want to go in the first quarter of the season, we feel like Gardner gives us the best opportunity.
Buy or sell that Antonio Pierce does not have intention of Gardner Minshew starting beyond the first quarter of the season.
I don't know about that. They just don't have a quarterback.
Isn't it a little weird to just say...
Well, look, you know what that means? Can I translate what he just said?
Yeah.
Aiden O'Connell sucks.
Yeah.
That's what he just said.
Pretty much.
So, what else is, I mean, what's he to do? Yeah. He has no other quarterback.
Well, that Gardner gives us the best shot this season, the best shot moving forward. He's like, oh, get best shot for the four games or so.
This has nothing to do, I can't say nothing. This is, as Rob said, this is more about
O'Connor.
Someone else's performance than Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is a great story, and he's a fun little stopgap quarterback, but that is exactly what he is. And
Pierce doesn't want him as his quarterback.
And he doesn't want O'Connell as his quarterback either, but you don't have a choice. So
where's Jimmy G when you need him?
This is he's suspended.
I know.
Wait, what's he suspended for?
PEDs, I think, right?
Baby.
Really?
Yeah.
How many games?
Two.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
But he's not with the team, though, is he?
I think you can be with the team through the preseason. You can't play. And then once the season starts, I think that you got to go away. So,
but wait, is he with a team?
Yeah, he's with the...
Is he with the Raiders? I don't think
so. No, he's with the Rams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's with the Rams.
Oh, the Rams.
Sorry. Yeah.
He was a Raider last year.
He was a Raider last year. Yeah, he'll
but
be
But he is suspended for
yeah,
the Rams.
Yeah, he's suspended. So that's why Stetson Bennett has played like every snap. But the belief is that, yeah, that Jimmy G will be the quarterback. Sorry, I got my LA Raiders and my LA Rams mixed up. Yeah, Jimmy G has moved on. I don't know if they have another quarterback outside of O'Connell and Minshew. But it doesn't matter because they don't have a quarterback. So.
Watch McVay win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G. Wouldn't that be funny? I'd root for that.
That'd be interesting. You know.
Sorry, Sam Fran boy over there. But wouldn't that be funny if McVay won a Super Bowl with that guy?
Sure.
Yeah, Carter Bradley and, more importantly, Nathan Peterman.
Oh, God. How does
yeah.
he... He's still in the league?
Well, he's the four-string guy.
He's
so.
The best player in the league at holding a clipboard at approximately the 45-yard line, so he gets the job.
Dude,
Nathan GDP.
That guy is terrible.
Yeah.
Why is he still around?
Yeah, he's probably a smart guy and is good in the locker room, and you have to
have any ripples or make any waves in around at all, and you don't have to worry about him.
Maybe good scout team guy, just, I don't know, good in the good in the film room, helps the other guys. You know, some guys can point out, you know, hey, you need to do this, this, and this. I can't do it, but I can teach you how to do it.
All right, that's our Stock Watch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next, they got him. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,